Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family, it's Sheena from Saskatchewan, calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Thessalonians 4, 6-8. Father God, we lift up to you today Mort in South Louisiana and the court dates that took place earlier this month. Father, your word tells us to never cheat or harm someone, for you avenge all sins. You have called us to live holy lives, and we lift up your son, Mort, who is trying to live pure to your word. Father, whoever is refusing to be truthful about this situation is not only disobeying human teachings, but is rejecting you, who gives your Holy Spirit to Mort. We pray that your presence is palpable in that courtroom, that the truth would be heard, and that lies will fall on deaf ears. Father, give Mort your peace and discernment. Give his legal counsel the words they need to say. We pray that your good word prevail in Mort's life. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Mort. Let us know how it went.
What's up, Dad fam? Hey, this is Cowboy. I just wanted to come on here and say thank you for all the prayers and the encouragements and man, y'all's beautiful and kind words. I really appreciate it. I'm deeply, deeply moved. It's always been a blessing. I've always felt like it's been such an amazing blessing throughout my life when you know, people pray for family and all that stuff, and so it's, you know, it's the most powerful thing we can do. It's we have a direct line to the Creator, and he's always on the other end listening, you know, and it's such a beautiful and wonderful thing, and I'm deeply moved, and I'm seeing the fruits, you know, and things are working great. I have a amazing relationship with my children, even my youngest boy that I don't get to see or talk to, but prior to that we had an amazing relationship, and I know this is all in God's time, but anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, and I appreciate it, and I just want everyone to know that I listen to all the prayers, and I write them down, and I pray for y'all. I pray for y'all every night. So, y'all are in my heart, and thank you, Brian and Jill, for this platform, and I can't wait to see the new thing y'all got going on. Anyway, all right, y'all. Y'all have a blessed Easter weekend. Amen.
Good morning. I want to respond to a few prayer requests. First is the caller that called in. I believe it was a friend named Cher that has some T10 and L1 issues in her spine. I just got out of the hospital from T9, T10 back surgery, so I can definitely empathize. And so, Lord, we just pray for Cher, that you just relieve the pain, that you offer a path to healing, whether miraculous or through the gift of modern medicine, Lord. Just guide her along that journey. Give her clarity and discernment to make the correct decisions, and bring people into her life that could open doors for her. And I want to pray for Stephen. I believe his name is Stephen from the Poconos, who is called in for his marriage. And is suffering due to his infidelity. Lord, we ask that you just allow Stephen to wake up and completely be filled with your mercy and grace and forgiveness. Allow that to be the entryway into a more full relationship with you, where he can become fully and more wholly a child of God and allow that to be the foundation of his identity. And I want to pray for the father that called in for his son who's going through depression. We just pray that you break the chains of the spirit of depression over this child, Lord. In your son's name I pray, amen.
Hey, Kevin in Columbia, Tennessee. This is Bradley in Columbia, Tennessee. My ears perked up this morning when I heard your message. I just want you to know that I appreciate your words of wisdom and encouragement as you are in the midst of your own pain. So yeah, man, I'm around. I'm down the road from you. Just want you to know that I'm here. Appreciate you, Kevin. Again, this is Bradley in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
This is
God Smile and
Peter.
Hey. In other words,
I just wanted to share with you something with you because I was talking with Peter how my hearing loss as a child wasn't picked up on, and so it was really hard for me at school. And now I realise why I sat at the front; it was so I could hear. But I still struggled. So it's always knocked my confidence back in life. And I'll give you one example. There's many. But as I became a Christian, what did they call the book of the Bible, Peter?
Ezekiel.
No, well, I couldn't pronounce them all.
Job.
So I'm talking to this minister and I'm going, you know the book of Job? And he smiles. Well, actually, it was a she, and she said, oh, Job. And she taught me so lovingly. And even though I felt so daft, you know, it was lovely. Anyway, one of the things that beat in my heart was to go into the prisons, almost by myself, really. But I realised that groups go in and whatnot, and there was a couple of avenues I pursued, but the roads were always closed for me. 30 seconds, I better hurry up here. And we're talking now to Clarence. Hello, Clarence.
Hiya, Clarence.
And Peter.
Jimmy.
Hiya,
mate.
And so, you know, 5-6 years ago, I started writing to Clarence, and now Peter's writing to Jimmy, isn't he?
Yes,
we are. Aren't you? And so I was lying in bed the other night, and I never thought of it before. And the God, even though man closes doors, God had me connected to these guys, writing to them. Isn't it good? Say goodbye, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Kiss, kiss.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. And I just wrapped up listening to the March 21st prayer and encouragement line. It is Friday morning, April 3rd. I'm not sure how we got to April 3rd already, but we did somehow. And the last prayer request on there from March 21st was of Junk to Treasure, from Junk to Treasure. And sister, you will never somehow burden or overburden us with your prayer requests. Never. You won't. God never tires of them. We will not tire of them. We do not tire of them. And as I say that, let's pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, there is a lot going on with junk to treasure. Lots of joys and lots of hard things too. Lord, thank you that it is the season for her to sell the amazing things that she does that you have gifted her to make. We just pray for provision, Lord, financial provision, for her to be able to get her stuff to these events, Lord, that would sell like hotcakes, and that it would be like the disciples and the fish before they were disciples, and Peter, when Jesus told them to try the other side, and there was so much that the net almost broke and almost tipped the boat over. God, would you just provide for her in this way? I look forward to hearing these praises. God, thank you for blessing her. Protect her family as well, as they've just got a lot of relational strife and health and all the things going on, ongoing grief. Protect them, heal them, bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, dear family. It's Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower, calling still from Arizona. I just want to lift up those of us who are feeling overwhelmed with life, because sometimes it can be very overwhelming. I think of Amy from Troutdale, I think, and of course our sweet from Junk to Treasure. So Heavenly Father, we come before your holy throne. We know you are in control of all things, but sometimes our plate gets full to overflowing, and we need your help, your strength, your guidance, your order to get things back on the plate in an orderly manner. So we lift up these prayer requests to you, and we ask you the prayer requests in our hearts, Lord God, and you know them, dear Lord, and we ask that you provide the strength, the wisdom, the discernment that we need to manage through each one of them. We pray healing over Junk to Treasure's family, and we pray courage and strength for Amy to face the days coming up, and safe travels as well, as she is going to visit her mom and assess the situation there. We just ask you, Lord, in my life, to make straight the crooked paths, and just give us your wisdom on how to handle situations that are going on. There's way too many to even list. So we ask you this all in the precious and most holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and today would have been Pelham's birthday. Addicted to Christ, missing him greatly, loved our conversations. We want to continue to pray for his son, that boy finds Christ as he grows, that he will develop a beautiful relationship with our Savior. We pray for his salvation, for his peace and security while he is here, until he is joined with us in heaven to run the streets of gold. Thank you, family, for remembering to pray for his son. Have a blessed Good Friday. Love you, family.
Hey, this is Bless Her Heart from North Carolina again. The man I'd initially asked y'all to pray for in stage 4 kidney cancer. It has spread to his lungs and his brain. His daughter is distraught, so I ask for prayers for him. And now my coworker, who's in his 30s, has to take his daughter to say goodbye to his ex because she's brain dead. Asking for all the prayers and support these people need. Thank you, DAB.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer request for Jay. A friend called in for him, and he's got, I think he said, esophageal cancer, and that's already spread to his ribs and spine and I think brain. He already sounds like he's already had a couple surgeries to replace some discs. Lord, so we just pray that you give Jay peace, that you allow him to exist with you, that you would sit with him in this suffering, that you would sit with him in this uncertainty for his future, how it's going to affect his family, all of that, that you would just sit with him and allow him to see and feel you and just be in relationship with you and be renewed daily with the joy of the Spirit, with your joy, with your satisfaction, with your fulfillment, and just be ultimately satisfied, even in the midst of the suffering. And I just want to say thank you to Heather from Tennessee. I'm catching up. I was in the hospital for about 4 days after a back surgery. She called in for my surgery. It went well. And it's just, and I'm walking already. I'm walking the dogs, and it's just a blessing that that everything went well. And it's a blessing that I can hear and know people around the world praying for me. Just hearing the words of someone I've never met, just earnest and sincere words, words of prayer and encouragement. It's really miraculous. It's the body.
Hey everyone, good morning again. This is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. I just wanted to celebrate some of the praise reports we've gotten lately. Sean from the UK, who we've heard he had a stroke, but thankfully doesn't seem to be experiencing many, if any, negative side effects from that, which praise the Lord for that, brother. Oh my goodness, that's a miracle. And then I know Kathy from Kentucky also called in saying that her niece Farah has completed chemotherapy. That was a victory. Now she's going to be starting radiation, so we will be praying for her in that. And then also I know there have been at least some improvements in your nephew, and right now I'm not remembering his name. I apologize for that. But that was a fulfillment of prayer by our King. And I know you also called in again and asking for ongoing prayer for both of them. So for sure, sister, we are praying for them. And then, of course, getting to hear Peter and God Smile. It's just, I heard you, I believe it was on the 14th of March, and then again on the 21st or something like that. But I just heard you a few minutes ago, and just your joy is just contagious. And knowing who your source is just makes it even more incredible. You are right. God's not dead. No, I love that. God, you're so good. Thank you for answers to prayer. Sometimes they're yes, sometimes they're no. And we celebrate it all nonetheless, knowing that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jessica in California. And today I'm calling in. I have a prayer request for my father-in-law, Richard. A couple weeks ago, the day before my husband's birthday, he was in Home Depot buying some stuff there, and he bent down and went into a grand mal seizure, which is not something that is anything that he's ever had before. And they took him to the hospital. They gave him a look over, and they really had no conclusion to what happened. He doesn't remember the incident. And about six to eight months before this, he had a different episode that didn't have a seizure, but he had like a sort of amnesia episode. He went to breakfast with his friends, and about an hour later, everybody noticed that he wasn't responding. He was there but he wasn't responding like himself, you know. And so they took him and checked him out and gave him, tested his blood sugar, his heart, his everything, and nothing was obvious. So I'm just praying. And now, today, I just found out that he's sick. He's feeling sick and not himself. So I'm just praying, Lord, that you would help them find solutions, Lord, that you would give favor at the doctors, that you would extend Richard's life, keep him here to see his grandchildren grow into adulthood. And I just thank you for Richard in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Dad family. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, it's God's Little Bird, and I'm calling in response to the March 28th prayer and encouragement at timestamp 2 hours 47 minutes. And a man called in, and it was a very short call, and he said he had a speech issue for 35 years, and I think he was asking for prayer. What else would he be calling in for? And it made me think of this in Matthew 25. You know, the whole story starts at verse 31, but I'm going to start at verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick and in prison or go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine. You did it for me. And I feel like this call was sort of the least of calls because it was just so short. And our brother, the issue is speech. And, you know, he got across as much as he could. And I just want to pray for this person. So, Lord, we ask you to cover this person, this man, in your blood and heal him with your grace. Lord, we have to wait on your will, and so help this man to wait. Give him endurance. You promised to be with us to the end of the age, and we claim that promise for our brother. I don't know what else to say. I hope other people call in for, you know, the least of our brothers here. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God's little bird out.
Hey, family. It's Susan from Canada, Godzilla Flower calling. And we want, help me to lift up Rosie in prayer for her AFib. So, Heavenly Father, we come before your holy throne, and we just thank you for Rosie in our life. And we just praise you for her devotion and love to you and to this community. We lift up her atrial fibrillation to you, Lord God, and ask you to return her heart into sinus rhythm, that she could sleep well, that her body would be oxygenated well, that there would be no danger of clots in her atrium, Lord God, and that you would completely restore her health to better than ever before. So we ask this all in the precious and most holy name of Jesus. We pray for peace over her as well about this whole situation. Amen.
Hey, my beautiful knee benders. I know that when I had asked for prayers, you were faithful and prayed. I'm asking once again for prayers because extremely high winds are whipping through this area again, with off and on storms that have popped up here and there. Looks like there might be a few more chances of rain soon, but it's the winds because of this roof that I'm worried about. It hasn't had enough long hours of direct hot sun yet to help those shingles seal and settle in. So, your prayers would be greatly appreciated.
Scripture tells us that Jesus was tempted in every way, just like us from day to day. But when you try to live like Jesus day to day, you're going to get pushback every step of the way. Living like Jesus is not easy to do. Every day Satan's going to try to hit you with something new. Monetary worries, health problems too, biases to overcome and hoops to jump through. Fatigue, anger, loneliness, stress, political disagreements leading to all kinds of mess. Delinquent, disobedient children, marital woes, longtime friends becoming present-day foes. Alcohol and drugs, phony kisses and counterfeit hugs, social unrest, the nation at war. Things are definitely not like they used to be before. But the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, and everything that we do has already been done. Satan's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve, but the Bible says only believe. But the demons believe and they tremble. We need to believe and stand on God's word, apply and speak aloud the truth and promises that we've heard. Every time Jesus came under Satan's attack, he quoted God's word to him right back. And we need to speak God's word aloud too, because that's a weapon that always hits home, faithful and true. Satan's sly and clever, but better late than never that we find out that God's word is like kryptonite that snatches the teeth out of Satan's bite and allows us to stand safe and warm, even in the midst of the fiercest storm. So thank you, Father, for showing us the way to truly live like Jesus from day to day. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. And once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I want to pray for Kristen and her husband, who's going in for back surgery. I just got out March 20... 30th, 31st, from 4 days in the hospital for back surgery. So I'm definitely aware of what the first few days of recovery feels like and the pain that's involved and just the circus that is the hospital, waking you up every 4 hours and all that. So Lord, first and foremost, we just pray that, actually we give thanks first and foremost for the gift of modern medicine, for allowing humans, your creation, to search out the intricacies of your design and try to figure it out, try to learn and try to figure out how it works. And thank you for that gift. And we just pray that the hands of the surgeon would be your hands, that you would just give all the people involved rest the night before, just allow them to be fully present during the surgery. We pray that nothing, no hiccups or no unforeseen things come up during the surgery, that it goes well, and that his recovery in the hospital would just be as peaceful as it can be. Give him as much rest as he's able to. He's able to sleep, and that the food and the medicine, the medication they give him, don't upset his stomach. Just allow everything to go smoothly, Lord. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in April 4th to pray over our children. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke chapter 11, verses 11 through 13. Jesus wanted to encourage his disciples to pray to God as a father, to help them understand the Father's heart toward those who are persistent in prayer. He appealed to their understanding of a parent's heart. Most parents genuinely want to respond positively to the requests of their children and provide for their needs. Most parents would never intentionally do anything that would hurt or harm them. Their orientation is toward the good of their children. Jesus says that when parents understand their own hearts and inclinations towards their children, they have a glimpse of insight into the Father's heart and his inclinations toward his sons and daughters. If parents whose hearts are infected with sin respond to their children with kindness and good intentions, how much more will the Father whose heart is pure and holy respond to his children this way? We parent from hearts that are sometimes stingy, sometimes hard, sometimes deceived, and sometimes filled with pride. We simply aren't smart enough to always know what is best for our child. That means we sometimes give our child what makes us feel better instead of what is best for them. To be continued.
Hi everyone, it's Christy in Kentucky. Happy Easter. It is 1:23 a.m. and officially Easter Sunday. Sleep escapes me and I find myself just wanting to reach out to you to first of all say that I love each of you. I'm sorry that I've been MIA. I have just been really having a hard time these last 6 months. So I appreciate your continued prayers. I wanted to say to Jill and to Brian how much I appreciated their vulnerability and whatever this is. Just enjoyed it so much, and it spoke to my heart both times, the last two times that you've been on, deeply, and I need to go back and I need to just take some notes and I need to sit down and write you a personal letter, because I just need you to know. But for now, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, the Lord has protected you in so many ways. The storms in your lives, he's been right in the midst of them. I think about you when you were in Jordan and how he safely got you home. I thought about you when the tornadoes were right at your doorstep, probably about 3 weeks ago. I was sitting here praying when I heard that they were there in your town. the Lord got you out of that. He protected you. And I know that any storms that come near you, that the Lord will be there to protect you in every way. All right, everyone, I love you, and I pray each of you are having a most blessed and special Easter.
Hi, this is Deneen from Philadelphia, a.k.a. His Beauty from My Ashes. I was calling in reference to the young man that called in. I believe his name is Ryan. Thank you, Ryan, for calling in with an update. Thank you for calling, because we've been praying. But, yeah, I'm happy that you did call. But I wanted to encourage you. As you were talking, the scripture came to mind, I believe it's Matthew 14, 29-33, when Peter stepped out of the boat. When Peter asked Jesus, "Can I come to you?" And he said, "Come." He stepped out of the boat, but while he was walking on that water, he let the winds and the waves take his distraction off of Jesus. It distracted him and took his eyes off of Jesus. But when he did that, that's when he began to sink. So my encouragement to you is keep your eyes on Jesus. You will walk. You will walk on that water, and you will get over this depression that you're having. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Can you just read that scripture? It's so amazing how he kept his focus on Jesus, but then when he let the distractions of the winds and the waves come in his view, that's when he sunk. So brother, just keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep pushing. Keep trusting. He did say to him, "Ye of little faith." But the focus I want you to focus on is keeping your eyes on him. So I encourage you, keep calling, keep trusting, keep reading. We are still praying. God's going to get you through this. I love you, brother.
Good morning. I want to respond to some prayer requests. First, for David from Florida. Just got out of prison, feeling let down and lost, and just kind of floating along without direction or hard to grasp any hope for the future. So Lord, we just pray that your joy, your fulfillment, your satisfaction, your grace, your love will just flood David. Fill his heart. Get him into the word. Get him into your scripture. And just take one day at a time and do the slow work of building that joyful, relational spirit that we can only have in you. And I want to pray for Andy, the 10-year-old with leukemia. I got out of the hospital, 6 days ago from back surgery fusion. And even that, everything went well. But even just the kind of the rehab, the poking and the prodding, and you know, I had a breathing tube, and so you get the sore throats and all that. It's just hard. And I'm 43, just turned 43. I can't imagine a 10-year-old. And so we just pray, Lord, that you protect Andy, that you just have grace and mercy on her. Just bring life and bring healing, Lord. We ask that it would be in your plan. Amen. Good morning. I want to pray for Van, Kurt's friend, Kurt from Kentucky. Had some tumor removed from his spine/tailbone, and there's some infection and stuff going on during recovery. So Lord, we just pray healing. We pray that you bring the fever down, that you bring the pain down, that you just clear from his body all the stuff that shouldn't be there, and allow his body rest and sleep and nutrition to heal. Lord, you have designed amazing bodies, and when they are working right, they're amazing things, and they can heal. And so we just ask that you bring healing upon Van's body, Lord. Miraculously or through modern medicine, we just ask in the blood of your name. Amen.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. Heard a couple of people call in regarding panic attacks on the kind of the last third of the March 28th prayer and encouragement line. Right at about the 2 hour plus mark, there was a gentleman, I believe he called in from Florida, and I think he said his name was Brian or David. And then Paula from Albuquerque, your son X, just had a panic attack, the first one since the fall. So let's bring them before the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring these two men, X and Brian, before you, Lord, and they are suffering some debilitating attacks on their psyche, on their minds, and on their bodies. God, I pray that you would meet each one of them in the middle of these panic attacks, Lord. Meet them right where they are as they're happening, God, that they would seek you, God, during those moments, Lord, that they would seek the peace and the calm that only you can bring when our bodies and our brains and our brain chemistries are not cooperating. Lord, would you bring them the calm that they need, that their heart beats would get back to normal, that this feeling of out of control would be brought back into focus, Lord, with the focus being on you, Lord. Bring healing, perfect, sweet, and beautiful healing to both of these men, we pray. And we also pray for Paula's friends, Lord, who her husband is the friend's husband is battling prostate cancer and diabetes, and she is recovering from shoulder surgery in the fall. Give them your grace and healing, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
There were men in the Bible who were clearly God's own. They were considered his friends and were intimately known. But still they had troubles, fear, and doubt. But they walked on by faith till God brought them out. Abraham believed. He even left his own land. Went all the way to Canaan, led by God's hand. And as soon as he got there, there was famine and drought. So he had to sojourn in Egypt till God brought him out. And when he returned, he was surrounded by war. His nephew Lot got captured when five kings fought four. And right after that, he got tested again. Even though God was still with him, his problems didn't end. He had problems with Hagar, Ishmael, and even Sarah too. God asked him to even sacrifice Isaac to prove his love was true. But though he had troubles, fears, and great doubt, he walked on by faith till God brought him out. Gideon was another one, threshing wheat in fear, afraid of the Midianites, but God still called him mighty warrior, brave and dear. Likewise, we too are going to have troubles, fears, and doubts, but we have to walk on by faith and trust God to bring us out. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Good morning. I want to pray for Eddie C. We thank you, Lord, that you provided for him with a job. And now we just ask that you provide for him again practically with a place to live. You know the circumstances of what goes on where he's currently living. And it sounds like it's just not a good environment. There might be a lot of temptation or a lot of ways he can get sucked into things from his past life. And so we just pray that you protect him. Reading through John and reading the section where Jesus prays for his disciples, he says, "I do not pray that you take them from the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." And so we just pray this over Eddie C. We pray that you give him the strength and fortitude to take each step, one step at a time, to get through whatever the devil's throwing at him, and that he just takes these trials and learns to sit in relationship with you, learns to sit and wait on you and receive your joy and hope and love and grace in the midst of suffering. And my pastor just said, you know, make suffering and trials and tribulation and struggles, make those things a way of prayer. And it's mysterious, but it just really ultimately means giving them to God, vocalizing them even out loud to God, and trusting that He knows what to do with them, Lord. So please protect Eddie C. and provide for him.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for April 4th. So we rest in the reality that our children have a heavenly parent who is exceedingly wiser, more generous, and more consistent than the earthly parents they were given. His orientation is to respond to their prayers by giving them what is good, and only He is able to give them the very best, the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank You for this glad welcome to come to You and ask for what we need. Parenting often brings us to the end of ourselves, and that brings us to You. So we intend to keep on asking for Your help, keep on seeking Your wisdom, and keep on knocking on Your door, asking that You will give us and give our children the good gift of the Holy Spirit. I love you, family.
Hey, Dad family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me, and I wanted to just give a little praise report on Wes's surgery. He came through it just fine. He got to go home after about 4 hours. He has been resting fine and actually is regaining some of his strength that he had lost for the last couple months. His neck is feeling better, which was an unexpected side effect. And his headaches have subsided. Just keep praying for his continued recovery. And he went to church with me today on Easter Sunday, so that was quite the blessing. So praise the Lord. Thank You, Lord, for all You've done. God is good. He is risen. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 2 Timothy 2:22-26. Father God, we lift up to You today J.T. Ray, his son Alan Ray, Donnie Hill, Every Man a Warrior, Kairos, and the chaplain search, all at Staten Correctional Facility. Just as Paul taught Timothy the way to lead your people, we pray his words over these situations and individuals. We pray against anything that stimulates youthful lusts, but instead the pursuits of righteousness, faithfulness, love, peace, and friendship with those who call on You with pure hearts. We pray against getting involved in foolish arguments that lead to fights, for servants of the Lord must not quarrel, but be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Father God, we pray for gentle instruction to those who oppose Your truth, and perhaps You will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive and need freedom. We ask all of these things in Your Son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Billy from Wetumpka. Let us know if you don't mind giving us an update on these individuals. Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 103:2-5. Father God, we lift up to You today Matt, the brother of Joe Kane, who is suffering with two bad shoulders, mental anguish from 24 years in prison, and addiction. Father, we pray for Matt to praise You, and may he never forget the good things You have done for him. Father, You forgive all his sins and heal his diseases. You have redeemed him from death and crown him with love and tender mercies. We pray particularly for Matt's healing of his shoulder pain from the trauma he experienced while he was in prison, and for release from his drug addiction. We thank You for his brother Joe and his faithfulness towards You, knowing the best thing that he can do for his brother is to bring his needs to his DAB family and to Your throne room of grace. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Joe. Let us know how your brother's doing.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we will lift up our community of kneebenders. Slave of Jesus has asked us to pray for Shane and Haley Hodges. I do believe that's what he said their name is. They have lost a one-year-old child, and Marjorie in New Mexico is planning the funeral for her father. Matthew 5:4 says, Father God, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Father God, we ask that they feel the comforting arms of our Savior wrapped around them as they go through every season of grief and loss and mourning over their loved ones. We pray for the healing of our DAB community. On the DAB Friends page, Jenner Cole has asked for prayers for his wife over her sinuses. Rebecca, the first-time caller, for the cousin with cancer. Becky in Orlando for the injured ankle. The man at timestamp 123:26 for Justin, who just doesn't want to go for help, whose bleeding has increased. And Jamie in NC for the asthma. Jeremiah 30:17 says, for I will restore health and will heal your wounds, says the Lord. And Father God, we are asking that this sinus trouble will be relieved from all suffering. Dear Lord, for the cousin with cancer, manage these needs and help them navigate through this uneasy season that they are walking in. Bind up this ankle, and Lord, put a longing in Justin's heart to go and seek health before it's too late. And let the exhaustion be gone from coughing so much that Jamie is suffering with. Lord, we entrust you with all of these prayers, and we ask for healing, comfort, guidance, strength in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Come before the throne of grace with continued prayers and encouragement for our DAB community. Eagle-eyed Bruce is going to speak to the men. We ask for health and sustaining power to come over him so he can get through this. For Jessica in California, for the brother Keith, his eyes need to be opened for salvation for his entire family. A vision of hope in Tennessee for CJ and Christine. There is addiction and a barrier between Christine and God. For Dorothy in California, for the dreams and business decisions. We plead Ezekiel 36:26. Lord, grant a new heart and a new spirit. Replace the hearts of stone with hearts of flesh. Lord, we're asking that many men will be reached because of Eagle Eye speaking to them through the power of the Holy Spirit. We plead that this family's salvation will bring a wonderful testimony to people that they come in contact with. Lord, we're asking for these strongholds and barriers to be destroyed so that Christine can have a personal relationship with you. Remove the spiritual obstacles and break the addictions of CJ, that he will rejoice over his healing. Give clarity and peace to Dorothy in California, and let James 1:5 settle in her seeking wisdom. Reveal the source and the meaning of these dreams, Father God. We ask you for all these things in your precious name.
Zaltali Halley on the Resurrection Day, praying for the voice of the martyr people and requests. Romans 10:9-10 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So we lift up to you Central African Republic, CAR. We pray for the safety of Christians who provide life-saving supplies to those displaced by war. Guinea, we pray for Christians who have been named or harmed or rejected by their families because of their faith in Christ. Afghanistan, we pray for Afghan Christians who remain in the country as witnesses for Christ. Oh God, we just pray for all three of these countries, the CAR, Guinea, and Afghanistan. Just bless your people there, and may Satan be bound. And we pray for
Algeria. We thank God for the many Christians in the Berber community. We pray that they will persevere in faith. Rwanda, we pray that pastors will have the boldness and courage to continue sharing the gospel despite government pressures. In the Philippines, Islamists have killed Christians on the island of Mindanao. Father, we pray for comfort and provision of families of martyrs. And God, we just pray that these Islamists will come to repentance or just be removed. Uganda, we praise God for churches in Uganda that reach out to their neighbors and share the gospel with Muslims. I pray that these Christians' churches will be safe and that people will come to know you, that Muslims will repent and turn to you. In the Maldives, you pray for the few known indigenous.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family. I'm calling you on Easter Sunday, a day to remember what Jesus did for us and that he resurrected from the grave and that death was not and that he overcame death. And the message today that I've continuously been hearing is how much power that Jesus has, that he overcame something that for many of us is seen as the end, the finality of death. And for me, I want to just ask for prayers for my marriage and for so many marriages right now, which feel like we're going through the finality. But I know my God. I know my Jesus. I know his word is the final say. And I know he does not make mistakes. I just ask for prayers for many of us who are going through this period of praying with so much earnest and believing in something that just looks like it's dead, and just trusting in him and trusting in Jesus that he will resurrect. And thank you so much, my Daily Audio Bible Family.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in April 5th to pray over our children. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. Deuteronomy 28, 2 through 4 and 6. The blessing of God. That's what we really want for ourselves, our families, children, businesses, and endeavors. And from the beginning of the Bible, where we read about the Creator blessing all that he had made, we understand that the orientation of God is to bless his people. When God's people came out of slavery in Egypt, God met them at Sinai and gave them his loving law. Every command came with a blessing that would be theirs if they obeyed that command. And at the end of Deuteronomy, as Moses spoke to the next generation, preparing to enter into the land of Canaan, he called on them to obey God's law, reminding them of God's promise that if they would obey, they would be blessed. Their children too would be blessed. Everything would go well for them as families and as a nation. But later in the same chapter, Moses warned of what would happen if they didn't obey God's law. And it was horrifying. If they refused to obey, they would be cursed, defeated, afflicted, enslaved, and exiled. To be continued. Hey family, calling in the continuation for April 5th. This passage sends disobedient parents running into the arms of the gospel. We are brought to our knees in gratitude that we live under the new covenant instead of the old. God's blessing in our lives is not dependent upon our perfect obedience to God's law, but on Christ's perfect obedience. We do not live in fear of being cursed for our disobedience because he bore the curse for us. We receive the blessing of God, not through our obedience, but through faith.
we use the freedom we've been given to pursue glad obedience, not out of fear of the curse, but out of gratitude for the blessings provided to us in Christ. Lord, we want every blessing you have to give. Bless our family and make our family a blessing to those around us. Bless us in spite of our failures to fully obey because of the complete obedience of Christ. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, as we dwell in the stillness of this holy weekend, we fix our hearts on the profound mystery of the cross and the ultimate sacrifice you made for us. We are humbled by a love so vast that it chose to endure our brokenness and carry our burdens, all to bring us back into your embrace. Grant us the grace to meditate on the ultimate reflection of your love, allowing the reality of your finished work to transform our perspective and heal our spirits. May the weight of your sacrifice become the foundation of our gratitude, replacing our striving with the peace of your perfect redemption. We rest today in the quiet assurance that your love has already won the victory, even before the sunrise of the coming morning. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. Just wanted to call in today and lift up our friend, Davey, I believe you said your name is, from Florida, just out of prison, and you're just really struggling, really, really struggling, you said, in your life right now. And I just want to thank you for calling in today. And Lord, I just pray for this young person, Lord, that you would help them to see your path, the narrow path that leads to life. That even though the world is over here screaming at them to, you know, take this path, you know, and it may even seem pleasurable, that narrow path is where you want to go. So please help Davey to choose the right path. Just put people in their life to lead them and guide them, Father. Your word says that iron sharpens iron, and other believers coming alongside this young person could really help them, Lord. And I just ask that you would do that for them. Just give them friendships and people all around them that would hold them up, Lord, in their time of confusion, in this time of uncertainty, Lord. Just help them, Lord. We know that the enemy just doesn't want anything good to come out of this, because we know that the testimony of this young person is going to bring many, many to the knowledge of the hope in Christ. So just hold on. Don't give up. Keep walking that path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is just Judy from Wilton, California. I have my head bowed because I'm in deep prayer, and I hope everybody will join me to pray for my son-in-law, Brian Fernandez. He has ALS, and he is totally paralyzed from head to toe. All he can do is move his eyes, and his brain is good because that's the only thing ALS does not seem to destroy. But he's so sad, and he cries often, and that makes me cry, and it makes my daughter cry, and gosh, there's just not a whole lot of happiness going on, and we're trying to make it where it's happy for him. He's a loving man, and he's God-fearing for sure, and so is my daughter. And I have a very good friend. She's been a lifetime friend. She's been a friend of mine for 60 years, and she just had 3 strokes, and she's comatose now, and they don't know when Jesus is going to come for her or take her or whatever. But I wish I could see her, but I'm in California, and she's in Utah. And, you know, everything is so expensive. There's no way I can get there financially or leave my daughter emotionally. But just ask prayers for Brian and Shannon. Please pray for Brian and Shannon, people. I love you guys, and I listen to your prayers all the time. I listen to the good ones. I listen to the sad ones. I listen to the bad ones. But I'm just asking for prayer for Shannon and Brian, and make time that's left for him be good for him and her, and they can make good memories every now and then. He has two children, and they're really sad. I mean, the children are 26 and 23, but they're still very sad about this whole thing. And we can't find a caregiver that we can afford to come and help us, so it's really, really hard. I'm totally blind. I have leukemia, and it's very hard for me to get in there and help her lift him or whatever. But, Lord, we need help. People, we need prayer. Please be with us. Help us.
Christ, O Lord, is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Oh, so many thoughts on my mind, and I'm just rejoicing with the global family of God, DABC, DAB, Ezekiel. I listen to y'all every day. I start with the Psalms and then the Proverbs, so I'm a quad dabber, or what is it for five? Anyway, I'm calling in for so many reasons, giving you a group hug. Everybody, group hug. Take a breath. God is so good. We thank you, God, that we're under your wings. I thank you for Grace Rising calling from Northern California, and I'm agreeing with her for family. This year be the year, Lord, for family reconciliation, healing, and we're taking a stand against the enemy that divides and divides, but he doesn't conquer. God works all things together for good, and you had called in Julie today on April 4th for Eyes of a Dove, and that's what I was going to call in first about, because just before your share, Eyes of a Dove was sharing about her healing journey, and so glad that she had worked on her relationship with her mom a year ago, and so grateful that last year could be a healing year for her and her mom, so that when she died, well, she sounded so rejoicing in what the Lord had done. And so we just pray for the healings for the families all around the world. And there's so many people to shout out. If you don't hear your name, just know, I mean, Victorious Soldier, all these faithful prayer warriors, Jamie in New Jersey, Lord, I just pray blessings on him and his dear son, you know, the cares and prayers for his heart. And I just thank you for his faithfulness. And Blind Tony, hey, my beautiful Dabsy family. You know who that is, KSB. And there's just so...
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Father God, we lift up to you today our brother Eddie C., who is still struggling to find what he's looking for after his incarceration. Father, just as you provide for the birds of the sky and the lilies of the field, we ask that you provide abundantly more for our brother. We pray for a well-paying job, a place to live in a safe neighborhood that's close to his work, and good Christian friends to fellowship with. Father, you have delivered Eddie out of prison. Please provide all he needs to stay out. May he flourish, seeking first your kingdom and worrying not about tomorrow will bring. Father, we thank you for all that you have done in our brother's life and all that you will continue to do. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Eddie C. Glad to hear that you're still plugging away on the outside. Let us know how you're doing.
Continued prayers for our beautiful people in this community. On the prayer wall, Blue Blur 001 has asked for us to pray over the people in Nigeria. Father, we are asking you to rescue your faithful and bring to repentance those evil workers of iniquity. Spare them from torture and torment, Lord, and lift them up with your mighty hand. Jenny on a Journey has asked for prayers for agents who are in charge of extensions of the visa or for jobs and a home. Lord, give direction and discernment. Make the way clear. People on the water for social work program for the practicum placement. Lord, open the doors wide and let him be placed exactly where you need him for his best education and
the best witness that he can be to others who need to hear of Jesus. Too blessed to be stressed for the new position that he is seeking. Open those doors wide also, Father God. Let him walk directly into what he needs. Cynthia in Virginia for the son Justin, who needs to submit, be humble, and follow the program. Lord, we're asking for your hand to be up on him. God's yellow flower for traveling mercies when it's time for her to go back to Canada, and for Johnny the prodigal. We call you, Johnny. We call you into the fold. Lord, place your hands upon him for protection and guidance, and that this man will praise you. For white as snow for the daughter Amy, let her be able to manage her time and her schedule and her workload with ease, Father God. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, and we're asking for all these gifts for these fellow.
Hello, DAB family. This is Barbara from South Florida. I've been a part of DAB now for 2 years and listen every day. I pray along with all of you, even though this is my first time calling in. This community has been a true blessing to me. Today I am calling because I wanted to reach out to Eddie C. Eddie, after hearing your recent calls, I understand you are now in South Florida. If you are in Miami-Dade County, I wanted to let you know that there is a Bible-based church, it's called Generation Church, that is ready to welcome you. There's an entire community there for you. It is a truly wonderful church to be part of. Anyways, I pray for you. You've been on my mind since I first listened to you last year. And if in fact you are in Miami-Dade County, I hope you give Generation Church a try. Thank you. Good night.
Come before you this Sunday afternoon, Lord, to pray over more of our knee benders in this DAB community. We're praying for financial matters for his little Cherie in Canada and for Abba's daughter. Father God, there is a GoFundMe set up for Nikki, and you know the specific needs of Abba's daughter. We plead 2 Corinthians 9:8, where your promise is that you will bless those that are in need and that you will give them plenty and give them more than enough for every good work that they need to do. We ask that this GoFundMe not only be totally satisfied with the goal, but double it, Father God. And for Abba's daughter's finances, Lord, meet every need and give her more so that she can give to others in need. And we come before you, Lord, also for people who are suffering with suicide, depression, anxiety, and mental disorders. For Casey, the single-minded plumber, for his friend Tim's daughter, who has swallowed the pills in an ICU. For Kathy in New York, for parenting children with mental disorders. For Ryan, who feels like a lost sheep. Father God, in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, give all your worries to him and he cares for you. We are casting every thought, Lord, every panic, every hopeless feeling at your feet, Lord. And we are asking that this child will be raised up from the ICU, that these parents will be comforted and you will give them rest and reassurance and mental clarity and direction on how to deal with these children. And Lord, let Ryan know that you have left the 99 to find the one lost sheep. Let him feel you coming after him, Lord, and bring him into a special place at your...
Hello, DAB family. This is Joyful Joyce. Kingdom Seeker Daniel gave me that name, so that is what I'm going to go by. Joyful Joyce, JJ. I just want to call in and say, Chicago Peg, it was wonderful to hear your voice. I know it's been a while now, and I'm slow getting this call in, but I really loved hearing your voice. I've prayed for you over the last year or so, and I've missed hearing from you, and the lady from New Jersey, she's been calling in a little bit here more frequently, but she used to call all the time. When I hear your calls, I love hearing your calls. I love this community, and I'm very thankful for it, and Lord, I thank you for this community and all Brian has done over the last 21 years creating this community so that we could get together with our brothers and sisters and learn your word and grow together and create relationships. And I just ask for wisdom and guidance as they continue to do this, and blessings on their lives and protection. Thank you, Lord, for leading us here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a couple prayers really quick. First is for a friend that called in for Patricia, I think is what the name was, and she's going through battling cancer and starting radiation. Lord, we pray that you protect her body, protect her from the chemicals, the radiation, the harsh chemicals of radiation, and that you would just minimize the side effects. And we ask that you cover her in healing, Lord, that you bring healing to her body. And I also want to pray for Pam, who's got some intestinal problems. I think she was gone through surgery and now it's kind of dealing with all the after effects on drugs, morphine, all that stuff, which is not fun. Lord, we just pray protection over Pam. Just protect and heal her insides, Lord. The blood of Jesus, we just speak that over her body, and we ask that you bring wholeness and restoration. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
This is Phyllis from San Jose, California. My mother passed away on March 25th. Her funeral is on April 7th. I'm having a hard time with everything. Please bless me that I'm also able to make some insurance sales so I can help pay for things that I need to pay for. I am so broken and so broke. I just need a lot of help. Please pray for me. Amen.
Hello, my beautiful, delightful, beloved, and redeemed Dab family. He is risen, and we have been ransomed by the blood of Christ, and we are forever, forever changed, reborn, and a new creation in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for your incredible work in us, renewing us and restoring us. As we come before our Father's throne of grace, let us lift up our brother, courteous in the commonwealth. Heavenly Father, we come before your almighty, powerful, merciful throne of grace. And we lift up our brother, courteous in the commonwealth. Father God, we are so thankful and grateful to you, first off, that you healed his wife of the cancer and that she's currently going through restorative treatment. Father God, we know that Courteous is also suffering his own issues. He's suffering from effects of the car accident that he had, and Father God, he is dealing with a concussion and memory loss. So we lift him up before you, Lord God. We know that your healing hand can reach out to him as well, and we also know his marriage is needing restoration as well. Father, we pray that you will restore them back to the days of their youth and their love back to that same stage, that they can see each other with new eyes, that they can both be so encouraged and see the beautiful partner that they married many years ago
And we just pray this, that you will do a great work of healing and restoration in their marriage, Father God. May you strengthen them, encourage them, and restore them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey guys, this is Eyes of a Dove. I was just thinking about Junk to Treasure and all the stuff going on with her house and the windstorms and the furnace and needing the finances. And I just want to share with you all, she is an amazing artist. She does beautiful craft work. She actually commissioned a beautiful quilt to be presented in my home on my master bed. And we have like it on display. I get so many compliments on it. And to know that she sewed every stitch and she prayed for my family as she sewed, and we were able to bless her in return. I highly recommend, if you are looking for any kind of, craft items, she makes all sorts of different things, blankets and rugs and, just tons of stuff. But the quilt was amazing. And she can make it, or she's already made it, and she has all these crafts, and that's a way you can bless her and be blessed in return. Because every time I snuggle with that quilt and look at it, I send prayers up for my sweet Junk to Treasure. And I would just encourage you guys to continue to lift her up in prayer, and if you can, bless her business and bless her craft. And again, you will be blessed. And Father, we just lift up our sweet sister to you. Father, I pray that you will bring funds where there are no funds, that her cup would be overflowing, Lord God, that you would hold back the wind from having to have her home re-roofed for the 17,000 millionth time. Pray that her heater would miraculously work, or that somehow friends or family could help step in and repair it, Lord God. I just pray that that everything would just start to work out for your dear bride of Christ, Lord Jesus. She works so hard to struggle through the life, and she needs just a sweet breath of fresh air. We love you. Amen.
Hi, Dab family. This is God's Life Speaker. I tried this yesterday, and I kept getting a failed submission. So I'm sorry, this place twice. But we happened to be going to Savannah, Georgia, right when we heard Brian and Jill talk about the restaurant they went to. So we decided to go to that same restaurant, and our waiter's name was Jonathan. And we asked Jonathan if he had anything we could pray for him. And he said, oh, absolutely, I'd never been asked that before. And we could pray for his 13-year-old son named Spencer, just so that the young teenager would stay on the right track and just continue to grow and be a great citizen. And so when we left, we told him about DAB, and hoping that Jonathan is now a listener. If you're listening, Jonathan, you have tens of thousands, if not more, praying for Spencer. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Jonathan and for his joy over his son. May you give him and his wife wisdom on how to raise Spencer. May Spencer know who you are in all the activities that he is involved in. Lord, that Jesus would be his center, and that Jonathan would be raising him in Christ. Lord, would you just bless all of these kids that we have in our homes, or those who have grandkids, and even those who are grown. Give us wisdom and understanding. Help us to know which words to use so that you're glorified and their hearts would desire more of you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers. This is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. Holy Spirit, let's roll. Actually, I'm in Texas right now. My wife and I just saw the largest waterfall in Oklahoma. And so we're heading down to Austin to go see another waterfall and to maybe meet a half-sister that I didn't even know anything about due to ancestry DNA. So that's a long story in itself, but I think we're courteous in the Commonwealth. Amen that your wife is having success against cancer. We are praying for your marriage. We're praying for all those deals. My best advice when you're struggling with marriage is do your best to get close to God. Spend all that time apart from your wife, focusing on God, focusing on the Word, and let him do the reparation in your life. It's just the best advice I can give you. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in April 6th to pray over our children. The scripture verse today was Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 3, and verse 6. Moses told the people of God that after they entered Canaan, they would disobey God and be exiled and scattered from the land. But the day would also come when they would be regathered there. At that time, God would change their hearts. We learn more about this change from the words God spoke through Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27. This day happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down to indwell those who embraced Christ by faith. This is the change we and our children still desperately need. Until the Spirit of God does the supernatural work, our children will have no heart to love the Lord, no power to obey Him. As parents, we can't make this happen, but we can create an atmosphere that opens them to the Holy Spirit's work. We can read, discuss, and revere God's Word in our homes. We can pray that God, by His Spirit, will do what only He can do, which is to call and then unite our children to Christ. We can challenge our children to choose the God who chose them in Christ before the foundations of the world. And we can live in such a way that they see the beauty of having a heart that is being changed by the Spirit of God. Lord, just as we are powerless to generate genuine spiritual life in ourselves apart from the work of your Spirit, so we are powerless to generate spiritual life in our children. So we are taking hold of your word and your promise that the change of heart you accomplish in your people is also for our children and our children's children. Transform us into people who obey.
Hello, my DAP family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, we join the triumphant chorus of the ages today, celebrating the glorious truth that the tomb is empty and death has been defeated. We thank you for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus, which has shattered every chain of despair and provided us with an anchor of unshakable hope. Fill our spirits with the resurrection joy of this Easter morning, allowing the reality of new life to permeate every dark or stagnant corner of our hearts. May we live as people of the light, carrying the message of your victory into every conversation and every circumstance we face. We rejoice in the promise that because you live, we also shall live, and we dedicate this day of celebration to your eternal glory. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Happy Easter, my brothers and sisters, and thank you for praying along with me. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Dorothy out in California. I wanted to ask for prayer. The assignment God has me on is really, really hard, and I'm tired. I just can't do it. It requires so much sacrifice. And I need His help to do it. And I know He does that. He purposely gives us stuff that's outside of our capacity, so He gets the glory. I need your prayers. Ask God to take over, please. I need help. It seems like the enemy's winning. It seems like he's letting it happen. I don't know. But I need help. I can't do it. Please. Ask God to take over. Thank you.
To the woman who calls herself My Joy, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on April 7th. You are 90 years old, and your testimony stopped me in the oneness of God. You said that you have had many losses, 5 sisters, 2 brothers, 3 children, nephews, nieces. You've been married. It took 5 marriages for you to get it. And you stepped and stopped on Galatians 5:1. It's the freedom that sets us free in Christ and tells us not to return to the yoke of slavery. And that one verse, it's the one thing. It could be one verse, one person, one event, one day. It's the one thing that stops us in our tracks, that can help us reevaluate our heart and examine ourselves. And that could be the returning or turning point where we walk in freedom. My Joy, thank you so much for your testimony. It is such a joy to hear someone who has lived 90 years and can have many valleys, but be standing on mountaintops too, to come back and show us that life ebbs and flows, but when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we can stand firm in His freedom. Heavenly Father, bless my Joy. Bless her. Surround her with those who love you, that she can continue to just speak Jesus and call back in and continue to share. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Dabbers, it's Marjorie from New Mexico. I'm calling in to ask for prayers for my mother. I think I've called in before. I told people that she does suffer from bipolar. She's having a setback, and she's acting out towards other people, her caregiver. She threw her caregiver's jacket outside. The caregiver doesn't know about it. The caregiver's also a friend of mine, and they had a very good relationship prior to this episode that October, and it's frustrating for me because she doesn't treat me that way. She treats the other caregiver that way, and I'm just asking for prayer that for complete healing over her, that the doctors can figure out her medications and put her on the right medication regimen so that she can get back to herself. It's very frustrating for me and for those around us, and I'm just asking that you guys pray, keep my mom in your prayers, and I'm praying for you all. And I
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in April 7th to pray over our children. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Luke 12:25-26. Jesus was speaking to disciples who were filled with anxiety about having enough food to eat, enough clothes to wear. We too are disciples who are filled with anxiety about whether or not we will have enough insight into our child's issues, enough energy for meeting our child's needs, enough income for our children's education, enough influence to open up doors for our child. We worry about whether our sons and daughters will have enough friends, enough talent, enough intelligence, enough common sense, enough ambition, and enough opportunity. So we need to consider the question Jesus poses and the instruction He gives His disciples. Jesus tells them to look at the birds that are fed by God and the lilies of the field that are made beautiful by God. He tells us that we have something unbelievers don't have. That should make all the difference when we are tempted to worry about not having enough. We have a Father who knows our needs and will give us everything we need. To be continued.
Morning, dear B family. I just want to lift up Sandra, who called in. Father, we just thank you for Sandra, Lord God, and Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, that you said that he that cometh unto me, you will in no wise cast out. That you said you'd never leave nor forsake us. So Lord, I know, Lord God, she is at a lonely place, Lord God, but you are the God of our times. And our times and moments are held in your hand, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that first of all, you would comfort her with your presence, Lord God, and your word, that you would surround her with your favor as with a shield. And Lord, that you would even raise up, Lord, friends and people to come alongside her and encourage her heart at this time, oh God. May your be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. Lord God, and I pray, Father, for a cup against the spirit of heaviness, Lord God. Just put your yoke upon her, your yoke which is easy, and your burden which is light. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for Sandra, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would, Lord, just give her the beauty for ashes, spirit of praise for heaviness, Lord God, and the oil of gladness for mourning. And I pray, Lord, that you would just open up the right door for her, Lord God, for employment, that you let her gifts bring her before the right people. Lord God, open a good and effective door, Lord, where her talents can be on display and used for your glory. For when a man finds enjoyment in his word, he says this is the blessing from the Lord. So thank you for her, Lord. We just pray the blood of Jesus over her life. Comfort her in the Holy Spirit, we ask in Jesus' name.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is April 8th. Paula called in and would like us to pray for son X. He has a new job. He's a CDL driver, but has panic attacks or had a panic attack. Would just like us to pray for him. We pray, Lord, that you would touch him and just heal him, be with him during this time, and we continue to pray that he will be able to stay in his new job and be safe while he is driving. And she also would like us to pray for a friend who is having health issues, so we lift that friend up to you as well. Casey, the single-minded plumber, called in, would like us to pray for a friend's daughter who ate some pills and is in the ICU. I know that was a number of days ago, so I pray she is out of the ICU and that she is doing well. Lord, please be with her and her family and loved ones, and just embrace her and walk her through this. Kathy called in, would like to pray for her daughter who is bipolar, has some bipolar disorder. She fell and hit her head, and now she is looking to sue the family, and she is just looking at her mother to punish her mother for whatever reasons that go behind that. Lord, we ask that you be with the daughter, Lord. We ask that you would comfort her, open her eyes to you, Lord, soften her heart, and be with Kathy as she speaks to her, just to have kind words, and we pray that all will be reconciled here. Walking in the Light would like us to pray for grandson who is dressing as a girl. Lord, please be with the grandson, just all the trends that's going on and all that goes with that. Lord, we ask that eyes would be opened and people would turn to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless. And remember, the same Lord Savior that saved us is the same Lord Savior that can save our children.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling for Terry in Ohio. Sweet sister, I heard your prayer request this morning. I just heard the loss in your voice, but I heard strength, Father. I heard strength. And we know where that strength comes from. We grieve right along with you, and we sit shiver with you as you say goodbye to your husband. Oh, you are so strong, sweet sister. Thank you so much for sharing with us. You brought tears to my eyes, partially tears of sadness and grief, but of course of joy for knowing that your husband is with our Lord Jesus. And that brings us hope and that brings us peace. So, Father God, please, we lift up Terry from Ohio to your throne of grace and mercy. And we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Sweet Sister Terry, please call in and let us know how you are doing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hello. Please, I need prayer. I'm burnt out. I'm having a burnout. I live in France. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Bob from Colorado. I am listening to the 6th of April podcast. Young man, sorry, I'm on a jog, breathing heavy. Anyway, young man, people I've heard been praying for Eddie, whether it's the same Eddie or not. I thank you for delivering him, Lord. I thank you for this community's prayers and the assistance to for you to hear the prayers of your people for this young man. I pray for sustained deliverance from alcohol and pornography, and I think there was another addiction, maybe just drugs. But Lord, just thank you, really. He is so grateful at this point, and I pray that that be sustained and it be a great victory, Lord. Maybe you'll go on to influence others, Lord, to let them know of how much you love them. I also pray for my own daughter. She has her own business. I prayed for her before, but she has some neuropathy and maybe another issue that I'm unaware of. Rhabdo is the short term that the doctors have diagnosed, but that you help her. She needs better work and she knows it. And her family does depend on that, Lord, along with her husband's work. But whatever your will is, may she learn from any of this, your will. Listen to you. So I thank you, though, for healing her in the right time. And I thank you, Lord, for all our grandchildren. We love them. We give them to you. We put them in your hands. May they be protected through life's challenges and learn from these challenges to grow in a very close relationship with you.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is People on the Water from Indiana. And I'm calling in today to lift up two brothers and sisters in the faith. Both of them are from Ohio. Listening today on the audio from April 8th. And first, I pray for Terry, who is on her way to the funeral home to say one final goodbye to her husband of over 42 years. Terry, I pray that you know that your heart is deeply held within the hands of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who knows every pain, heartfelt sorrow song that comes from living life. And that you might find this time to just take care of yourself and to support those around you. And lastly, to pray for Brian from Huber Heights. He lifted up a prayer for his son, who's in a mental hospital and was recently in an altercation, along with a friend who is having some medical problems. And I pray for this son, Lord, that you hold him, you know, but also continue to grow him, uplift him, and move him into the man that you want him to be. That is being free from substance abuse and use, and just being free, free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, along with his friend with medical problems. Thank you. I love you. I'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, and it's my last day in Arizona here. I'm flying home tomorrow. So I want to pray from Terry, I think it's from Ohio, who's going to her husband's funeral today. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you just be with her, your arms of comfort wrap around her, and just bring her the peace that she needs to get through these days and the days ahead. Sweetheart, I know exactly where you're at. I've lost two husbands that I love dearly. But Lord is with you always. He will never leave nor forsake you. He will walk you through the deep, dark valley of the shadow of death, and he will take you to the green pastures and the still waters. I pray this for all of those of us who are mourning. I'm still mourning the loss of my son a year and a half ago, and I just pray blessings on each and every one of us, and that God is the healer of the brokenhearted, and we are brokenhearted. So we trust in you, Lord God. Excuse me, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, my sweet dab fam. This is KSD. Just want to lift up a couple of our dabbers. Lord, I come on behalf of Sandra, who has been experiencing suicidal ideation due to depression. Lord, I'm asking that you would break through, that you will help Sandra to realize how dearly loved she is by you. I pray in Jesus' name that you would break off
the spirit of depression from her and banish it from her dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, I say the Lord rebuke the spirit of depression, the spirit of lowliness, the spirit of feeling hopeless. I pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would surround Sandra even now and allow her to experience your nearness. Will you pierce the darkness of her soul and lift her up, lift her weary soul even now, and cause her to remember that he who has begun a good work in her will be faithful to complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Sandra, the Lord has begun a good work in you despite what it appears to be like, and he loves you with an everlasting love, and he has a plan for you. It's a good plan. I pray that you will lean not to your emotions or your understanding, but to his word. Thank you for calling in. Please keep calling in, and please seek help in a local ministry or an organization that can provide intervention for you. Mother, my joy, God bless you. I love you so much. Thank you for your testimony. May the Lord strengthen you in your loss and your grieving. In Jesus' name.
This call is for Terry in Ohio. She lost her husband, her precious husband, in 48 years. And she called in for prayer. Lord, we lift up Terry to you. Just wrap your arms around her. She's hanging on to the promise that he is with you. You redeemed him. She misses him with everything that she is. It's going to change her life completely and those of the family. I just pray she would feel your comfort as the days roll on. There's no replacement for his presence except your presence, except you being there and comforting her. We just lift Terry up to you, Lord. Just surround her and wrap her in your love. And may she have assurance and confidence that one day, again, she will meet him. We love you, Jesus, and pray all this in your precious name. Amen. We're praying and cheering for you, Terry, as you walk this path. Love you, sister. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for April 7th. Jesus asks his disciples if our worries have the creative power to actually add to our lives. And as soon as we hear the question, we know the answer. We know that all of the energy we give to worry is really only robbing us of peace. None of us have enough control over our lives or our children's lives to add a single hour to them through worry or manipulation. Our children have nothing to gain by our ongoing anxiety, which becomes evident in our interactions and surely does not escape their notice. Do we really want to breathe out our fears about the future into the lives of our children? Or do we want to radiate restful confidence in God? Father, we don't want to be afraid. We don't want to lie awake at night working our way through all of our worries. We don't want our conversations with our friends or our words to our children to be saturated with the sin of worry. We are taking you at your word that it gives you great happiness to give us the kingdom. And if we have that, we have everything we need. I love you, family.
Shalom, shalom. It is March 8th, and I am calling in for a young teacher. I heard a prayer request. She's on ECMO, and she needs a double lung transplant. Oh, Father God, sweet Jesus, we lift this woman up. We lift her up to your throne of mercy, Father. We know that this technology that you have provided, that you have put in our hearts, given us trained providers, trained nurses, trained technologists, Father, but is your will that needs to be done. You are the great physician, Father. We come alongside that family and we lift them up. We lift them up with strength and hope. Father God, thank you. Thank you for providing for this woman, Father. And it is in the name of Jesus that we pray for complete healing. I am very familiar with ECMO, and I know that ECMO saves lives, and I know, Father God, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, and save this woman's life. Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hey everybody, this is Following the Pillar. I am just calling in here on April 8th. And I'm just asking for y'all to come together with me and pray for strength for my wife and for myself as she heads into this last week of tax season, the big push. So she's going to be dealing with a lot of stress and a lot of hours. So I'm just asking that we pray for strength for her and for myself as she's away again. And I've got my 3-year-old son here, so just pray for God's strength to make sure that I'm raising him well and getting him everything that he needs as I'm here. So I appreciate it, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Thanks.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in April 8th to pray over our children. When Moses had finished reciting all these words to the people of Israel, he added, "Take to heart all the words of warning I have given you today. Pass them on as a command to your children so they will obey every word of these instructions. These instructions are not empty words. They are your life. By obeying them, you will enjoy a long life in the land you will occupy when you cross the Jordan River." Deuteronomy 32:45-47. Moses had come to the end of his "Before I Say Goodbye" message to the Israelites as they prepared to take possession of the Promised Land. He wanted God's people to take his words to heart. He was also concerned that the parents pass along God's promises of blessing and warnings of curses to their children. They couldn't expect that their children would absorb these truths simply by living in their homes. These parents needed to be purposeful in passing them on. Of all the words spoken between family members each day, it was these words, God's promises and warnings, that simply had to be uttered. These words were not about empty, fleeting things. These words had the power to impart life. It makes us wonder what a recording device in our homes might reveal. Just think of all the words traded between parents and siblings. All of the words that penetrate the environment of our homes from the airwaves and internet, all of the words muttered under our breath, words of instruction, warning, criticism, encouragement, cynicism, and even hope. So many words. To be continued. Hey family, calling in the continuation for April 8th. But many of them don't give life. So we need to hear Moses' instruction to parents to pass on God's word, with its promises to bless and its warnings of curses to our children. Our aim should be that we will not simply hear, but we will obey. Our children need so much more than to be taught the Bible at church. They need to hear us as parents discussing scripture. They need to hear how the Word of God intersects with our thinking. They need to hear how God's Word informs the way we spend our money and our vacation time, how we deal with a difficult situation at work and a difficult relationship in the extended family. These are words that bring genuine life to our children over the long haul. Lord, only you can take our many words and make them life-giving. As we seek to infuse our words with your true, unavoidable, unimpeachable words today, may they bring life to our children. I love you, family.
Hello, my VAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before you today, burdened by the weight of fear and anxiety that often grips our hearts. We pray for a divine release from these oppressive chains, knowing that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Calm our racing thoughts and soothe our troubled spirits, Father, as we lay our worries at your feet. Grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Strengthen our faith that we may trust in your unfailing love and provision, casting all our anxieties on you because you care for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, this is Mary from Virginia, and I'm calling in to pray for the gentleman that called in to ask for prayer for just headaches and that went to other parts of his body. He called in on the 8th of April. And I just, when you were describing some of your symptoms and then the spyware that was on your phone, I thought of EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, EMF. So just something to maybe kind of look into. I had a friend that had some pain in her body that was caused by high EMF frequencies, since she has Lyme disease and she lived in an apartment building with a lot of like internet routers around her. So just maybe something to think about. So Lord, I just pray that you give this gentleman insight into what's causing these symptoms. Give the doctors wisdom. I pray that you touch and heal his body, that you'd remove whatever is causing this pain in his body, that you give him endurance as he is waiting for answers, and that you would heal him completely. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I come before the Father, lifting up prayers of encouragement for our community. Curtius in the Commonwealth has asked for prayers for his wife for the reconstruction surgery and from the injuries from his car accident. Sandra called in and was speaking about her depression and anxiety. Pearl of the Lord for Caron for the lung transplant and the donor. Brian in Huber Heights for his friend Laura with the possibility of lupus or skin cancer. The female first-time caller on April 9th for her son with the aggressive cancer and the reconciliation between their relationship between mother and son. Lord, we pray from your scripture. Jeremiah 30:17 says that you will restore health and you will heal wounds, says the Lord. And we ask for healing. We ask for the reconstruction surgery to go without complications and no setbacks. For the spiritual anxiety and depression, we pray against this spirit and we ask for peace to be replaced. Lord, we speak against the cancer and the lupus. We speak against the cancer for the first-time caller's son. Lord, we're asking for you to pour out healing upon their bodies, their minds, their souls. Father God, lift them up and undergird them. Let them feel the healing power come over them as you draw them close to you. And heal this relationship, Lord, and let them be able to come together and lean on each other in this time of trouble and fear and worry. And replace all of that with peace, Father God.
So again, Jesus is speaking about a tower falling on people. The prophets wrote the Bible so they could protect the gift of seeing what you're believing. The king was never to have this power. They wrote it to keep him from power, because they, as soon as they gave the king the power, they're all dead. Which is what a history of prophets have, dying. So when you look at a tower, what does a tower have in common with the human? The tower fails because of weak legs. A human's health fails because of weak legs. Poor circulation through time. Forget that we die below 100. We shouldn't. Jesus was teaching the foot. The foot's connected to the leg. It's about parables. Well, a parable is also a whole lot like a metaphor.
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer request, sort of. He prayed for himself, but I want to just come along with him and pray for him as well. A gentleman that called in from the Commonwealth about some stuff he's going through, the storms in his life. He totaled his car, dealing with the physical injuries from that concussion, and also what sounds like a failing marriage or a struggling marriage. So Lord, we lift this gentleman up. You know him, you know all the details of his, what he's going through. And we just pray, Lord, that you come over him and wrap his head, heart, and physical body in your love and healing. We just pray that his mind and brain just be healed, and he's able to recall and focus and get his memory back, and not have to deal with that while he's trying to do the work. The slow work of reviving his marriage, Lord. But we ask that you just breathe life into that and restoration. We know you let you, your desire is to heal, Lord. And we just ask that you bring healing in all these areas of his life. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Morning, DAB. It's Panther Deer from Michigan. This is April 9th. And I just heard Little Bird talking about how she encouraged her kids, it sounded like in a classroom situation, to think of God and all the small things. And I was, then my next little reading today was our daily bread, and it talked about acts prompted by love. And I think that's what that was that you did with those kids, and it was spot on. And I do believe that was the Spirit that gave it to you. God bless everyone out there. Hope you're doing well. Thinking of you all and praying constantly with you and for you.
Hello, Terry from Ohio. This is Kay from Ohio. God bless you, my sister. May God gird you up on every leaning side, and that you lean into him and just rest your head on his shoulder as you carry the hurt and pain of losing your husband, your helpmeet of 48 years. God, rain down on her. Catch every tear in your bottle, that not one of them are wasted. Send people to just sit with her and hold her up. Encourage her to eat. Encourage her to drink. Encourage her to sleep. And then encourage her to get up the next day. And then the next day. And the next day. We got you covered in prayer. God bless you, my sister.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. And it's April 9th. Someone called in, a long-time listener, first-time caller. And her son has been diagnosed with aggressive cancer of the stomach and esophagus. And they have been estranged for years. Abba, Father. Oh, you know mother's heart. And you see this family now, as they're grieving about the diagnosis. Lord, in the midst of everything, I pray that there will be reconciliation between mom and son. This is the ideal time. They need each other. I pray for the treatments that he will have, Lord. I pray that if he's not already accepted you in his life, that he will once again hear the voice of God calling to him, and he would say yes. Lord, you know what's ahead for this man and his family. You see the tears, the fear, the anxieties. Oh, Father God in heaven, our Abba, hear the cry of a mother's heart and bring them all together at this time when relationships are so important. Oh, Terry from Ohio, I know you have said goodbye to your husband now, and I heard the cry in your heart, Abba. She's in mourning, and you said, those who mourn will be comforted. Would you draw her close to your heart so she can feel your heartbeat? So she knows that you will walk with her through this pathway. She'll never be alone.
Sheena in Saskatchewan, this is God's Life Speaker. Today is April 9th, but I am listening to the March 28th community prayers, and you came on there asking for prayer for Caroline and your ex-husband, Michael, who is in chronic pain and is now thinking about seeking, I'm not sure which one it was, about the assisted suicide. I guess that Canada has that. And even though your youngest has come to live with you because she no longer wanted to be with him, you think that she might feel that or carry that kind of as a guilt. So this is heavy. But the Lord knows, the Lord cares, the Lord sees, and His will be done. So Heavenly Father, we come to you with this. Lord, you decide our beginning and our end. And we as people don't have that right. So, Lord, I pray that this man would know you, would seek to honor you as creator, as divine, and that he, we ask for his heart to be healed first before his body. But, Lord, we understand chronic pain is very difficult and can disenable us. But, Lord, there's a child involved here, regardless of her age, that would be devastating. So would you come around this family, and would you please give wisdom to Sheena and wisdom to Michael? In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father God, I present to you some more prayer requests for this week's prayer and encouragement request for Leah in Texas, who mentioned the Fountain Mall 72 event. Lord, as these children prepare their minds, we also ask you to prepare their souls. In James 1:5, it says that you give wisdom for those who ask. And Lord, we ask for wisdom, spiritual wisdom, to come over them liberally. We ask that the professors understand the complex topics and give them wisdom to discern the truth. Open up heaven over all the campuses and foster a spiritual hunger and desire for them to have a relationship with you, for the truth that's in your word, and that they will desire to walk with you. Lord, we ask for protection for these people that attend this event. And Lord, let there be such a strong spiritual connection and an outpouring of your Holy Spirit over them, that every person in the universities is affected by your Spirit, Lord. That the janitors, the administrative staff, the professors, everyone who works in the university will have a touch of the Holy Spirit. For the prayer request on the prayer wall, Hopeful Grace 63, her husband is speaking to her in disrespectful ways. We pray from Colossians 3:19. Lord, convict this husband. Replace his harshness with tenderness. Let his words be uplifting and encouraging. Give him a spirit of patience and love and sensitivity. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Replace the bitterness with love.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. I just heard a gentleman call in for his friends, Casey and Christine. Casey is currently trapped in addiction and doesn't sound like either one is in relationship with Jesus at this time. So let's bring them before the throne of grace. Mighty King, Holy God, beautiful Savior, loving Father, we come before you today and we bring Casey and Christine before you, God, and they are struggling right now. They are struggling mightily. And God, we pray that you would reach down your mighty hand and introduce yourself to them. God, would you interrupt their minutes and moments in their lives today? Would you open their eyes and reveal yourself to them today? Remove the blinders, remove the veils, remove the toxins and all the ick, Lord. Break the agreements that they have made with evil, God. That they would break those agreements and make beautiful, freedom agreements with you, Jesus. And we pray for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we humbly ask for your divine guidance to become the individuals you've uniquely designed us to be. Illuminate our paths, Father, that our lives may reflect your truth and grace in every action and word. Empower us to live authentically, shining your light so brightly that others are drawn to your loving presence. Help us to share the good news of your kingdom with boldness and compassion, opening hearts to your transformative power. Use us as instruments, Father, to expand your family on earth, bringing many into the embrace of your eternal love. May our lives be a testament to your glory, forever drawing others closer to your heart. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, DAB family. It's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Friday, April 10th. I hope you all had a blessed week. Just wanted to call and update you guys on a couple things. My mom had some various scans this week, just to keep moving on everything for the clinical trial. So prayers for those to make sure that she is eligible or that God just takes the cancer. You know, either one would be great. but she did have those scans this week, so we're just praying that all goes well. Also, I rely, so I only make $16 an hour, okay? I rely very heavily on my EBT payment every month, and there is a very high chance that I am not getting my April EBT because I wasn't able to access the renewal forms. Finally, they did add them to where I could do them in the app, but that wasn't until a couple of days ago, and it was my renewal was due back in March. So just prayers that I get my payment, even though it's not displaying in the app right now, because I really need it. $16 an hour, it's not enough. And so I really heavily rely on this payment, to buy food and things like that. So just prayers that I get that payment. But also just prayers for safety as I begin the fundraising process for my trip to Daytona in July for Passion Camp. And prayers for safety and financial blessing just over the next several months. I have a lot of travel going on, with some with my family, some with some fellow content creators, but just prayers for financial provision and prayers that I can be his light during these trips. You know, it's been a very hectic.
This message is for Valerie in Spartanburg, South Carolina. This is Forgiven Child of God. And I want to thank you for your encouragement in seeking a new therapist if the first one you find isn't the right fit. We are currently searching for a new therapist for our daughter who will be discharged from the residential treatment facility a week from today on the 16th of April, and we have to find a new therapist because her prior therapist is on maternity leave through mid-June, and to use a therapist from the facility she's being discharged from requires a new therapist, not the one she's been working with for 6 months. I'm trying to find one that offers the EMDR that is being recommended for her trauma, and hoping that I can find one that is also a Christian counselor. And all of those boxes being checked is proving to be very difficult in our rural area. So I appreciate your encouragement on that, and I thank you for your continued prayers for those seeking therapy and those recovering from trauma. I thank you for this community and just the outpouring of love and support that each caller gives when they call in, and I pray along with those requests and for those callers and for the unspoken requests and the calls that aren't coming in. I love this community, and I'm so grateful that God brought me to it. forgiven child of God.
Good morning, my DAB family. I'm so grateful to be here. This is Beverly from Wisconsin, aka Daughter of the King, DOK. I'm a longtime listener. In my 10th year of listening, I'm so, so grateful to be here in this community. I think I've called in once. I should have called in for prayer so many, many times, but here I am today, asking for prayer for my daughter, Pamela. She needs a job and a place to live desperately. In the past, she's struggled with addiction, and the consequences just are so deep, and they never seem to go away, but she's almost 2 years clean, and she just wants to provide for herself. So I'm just calling out to you and asking you to lift her up in prayer so that a job will come to her. Someone will give her a chance to change her life and to take care of herself. I just know that there are so many people out there struggling with the same thing. And we just lift them all up to you. Thank you, dear family. Appreciate this so much. Thank you.
Hey, Dad family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I'm just asking for continued prayers for my mother-in-law. She is having heart calf surgery tomorrow on Friday, the 10th. So if you would just lift her up. Lord, we just ask that you would bless the hands of the surgeons and the staff that is working with her, guide them, that she would have healing from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet and relief, and she would be able to bear having the surgery, and she's going to be wearing a vest that is like a pacemaker for 3 months. So just for continued prayers for her on that front, Lord. We just thank you in advance for everything that you're doing and for your healing. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, amen.